Sixth Victim, Child Killed in Waukesha Christmas Parade Massacre. By Paul Bois on November 23, 2021. The horror of the Waukesha Christmas Parade Massacre continued on Tuesday when prosecutors announced that an 8-year-old boy died from injuries sustained during the attack. The boy, Jackson Sparks, died Tuesday afternoon at Children's Wisconsin Hospital. Jackson's older brother, Tucker, also sustained injuries during the attack and is currently recovering in the intensive care unit, according to WISN. Launched Monday, the Sparks Family GoFundMe page has raised $206,268 and continues to climb by the hour. The page description reads, "Tucker is recovering, but sustained road rash and a fractured skull. They are closely monitoring his head and spine. He is stable at this time. Jackson, age 8, underwent brain surgery on Sunday evening. Doctors will be testing for brain function and brainstem activity today, Monday, November 22. He needs a miracle." Shortly after Jackson's tragic death, the GoFundMe was updated to reflect that, "This afternoon, our dear Jackson has sadly succumbed to his injuries and passed away. Please know that they appreciate your continued prayers and tremendous outpouring of support for their family. They do, however, ask for privacy at this time to allow Tucker to continue to heal physically and their family to heal and mourn the tremendous loss of their sweet little boy who is now under the care of Jesus." With Jackson, the death count in Waukesha has now risen to 6, as multiple victims, including children, remain in critical condition. The other 5 fatalities in the attack were identified on Monday. Their names: 1. Wilhelm Hospel, age 81. 2. Virginia Ginny Sorensen, age 79. 3. Leanna Owen, age 71. 4. Tamara Durand, age 52. 5. Jane Kulik, age 52. Daryl Lee Brooks Jr., the lone suspect in the attack, made his first court appearance on Tuesday, where he was charged with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. A 6th charge will soon likely be brought over Jackson's death. According to Fox News, Brooks sobbed audibly when District Attorney Susan Opper announced that a 6th victim, the first child, had died. Though Brooks allegedly fled the scene of a domestic disturbance prior to the attack, police made note that his alleged act of plowing an SUV into crowds of innocent people attending a Christmas parade was intentional, the motive for which still remains unknown. Contrary to initial reports, Brooks was not being chased by police at the time of the attack.